I'm beginning the recording now. Okay. What is your right in your email?
What recording are you doing?
I sent an email. You didn't reply.
Yeah. I'll have to go and check my outbox on my computer.
Okay. Am I welcome?
Do you mind if I ask why you're recording?
Because in every Hillsong,
yes,
where I visit,
yes,
their leader is, you're the leader, right?
I am.
You're like that senior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to record this as well.
Okay.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. You're the senior leader of...
I am known as the campus pastor.
Campus pastor, right. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
Why are you recording?
I'm recording because I'm expecting you to tell me to leave or impose some sort of restriction.
Why is that?
That's because in every Hillsong campus that I visit, I'm not allowed to enter.
Okay. So why are you here then?
Because I want to hear you say you're not welcome, and I want to hear you give the reason why. Why?
Well, I don't know the reason why.
In every office. Does that not interest you?
It does interest me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should it be interesting to me and to everyone else as well? Why twisting is banned from every girl song?
Well, this is what you need to understand. I don't know why you are banned, and this is the first time you and I are talking.
Okay.
So this is our first introduction. So I don't know. What I would like is if maybe we could talk without our phones in each other's faces.
Well, it's beyond that stage. It's time to get to the bottom.
Okay.
And
where are you from?
Look at the facts. My cultural identity is Canadian. My paperwork identity is Swedish.
Okay, cool. We're about from Sweden.
I'm not Swedish in mind, and I'm not Swedish in heart.
Okay.
I'm a Bible believing Christian.
What is your name?
Torsten.
Torsten.
Yeah.
All of my children are here, okay?
No. I'm not dangerous to children.
That's okay.
I'm not dangerous to
I want to walk over there. You can keep recording if you'd like.
Yeah, we can walk over there.
And we can keep chatting.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, can we catch up just in a moment, if that's possible?
Yeah.
So, explain to me a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd like to know why I am banned from every Hillsong.
Well, I don't know, so you tell me.
Am I supposed to tell you?
Yeah.
What did your senior staff in Sydney say?
This is the first time we've ever met.
Okay.
I had no idea that you are banned.
Oh, okay.
So you tell me why you are banned.
Okay. Let me get your name right. Russell, was it, or no?
You tell me why you are banned.
Let me just make sure.
Let me ask you why you are banned. I have no idea. So you tell me. This is an unfortunate circumstance where you come to me, and the first time we have a conversation, you have no decency to shake my hand, and now you put a phone in my face to record me. What I'm trying to ask you is why you are banned.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
So I had no frame of reference,
okay,
and you walk here in front of my children, and you put this in me to start recording our conversation, what I think is quite impolite for you and I to do.
Now you have shown who you actually are, because you just made... So many false statements, and put it in your face. This is actually
that's fairly trivial. So I'm asking you, why are you banned?
Okay.
Because I don't know.
That's what I want to know. You're the leader of this Hillsong campus.
Can we keep walking? Because now we have all of our youth coming along. We have people turning up for church, and obviously this conversation, from your perspective, doesn't seem to be one that wants to be pleasant. So let's keep walking this way. And talk.
Okay. Yeah, confirm your identity, please.
I need you to answer my question first.
Yeah. Well, how about you tell me your identity?
How about I ask you to answer the question that I ask you, which is, why are you banned? Because I don't know.
That's my question to you.
I don't know.
Well,
let's keep walking.
Who are you, sir?
Let's keep walking.
Who are you?
Let's keep walking. Who are you? Who are you?
I just told you my name. Torsten Hansen. Who are
you? Okay, and why are you banned?
My
name is Bevan Lloyd Russell. I was born on the 13th of December, 1979. I was born in Scottsbrook, in South Africa, at a beachside resort. I then find myself in London, living a life that wasn't close to God. Then I get radically saved, had the most phenomenal experience in my church. And now I find myself living in Australia.
When did you
I have a wife. I have two kids.
When did you
live
in
Noosa? I've lived here for 5 years.
When did you
I started this service here 5 years ago at Hillsong Church, and now I find myself having the privilege of a conversation with you, and I'm asking you a question. Why are you banned? You're the one who told me. I didn't know that, so I'm asking you.
Before I started the recording, you said, I asked you, have you received my email? And you said you replied to it.
Yes, I think I have.
Okay.
I will go and look at my outbox in my computer because I don't have it on my phone.
Okay.
And I will have a look. If I did not reply to you, I am of the sincerest apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of emails. I reply to a lot of people.
In rough terms, what are your replies?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Yeah. You asked me about connect groups. You asked me about small groups and Bible studies and fellowship, didn't you?
Fellowship.
Yes, yes. Fellowship. That's what you asked.
That's the key word, fellowship. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I read your email. Mm-hmm. So I would presume that I replied. If I did not, I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you can now that we are both on recording.
Mm-hmm.
You can reply now. Instead.
I need to ask you, why are you banned from my church? I don't understand why you don't tell me. I do not know. I don't know why you are banned. You're the one who's told me that you are banned.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you why.
Oh, okay. So, all of the campuses so far have banned me because your chief informant,
okay,
your chief communicator,
sure,
had said that Torsten is to be banned from all campuses.
Okay. So would you mind if I make a phone call then to confirm that?
Please,
because I don't know.
Please do so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
would
can
you
I make that phone call?
Yes, please.
And I would appreciate you not to be recording. Why do you feel the need to record?
Because are you fearing that, you know, the evidence?
I've got no fear,
okay,
but obviously there is got to be some cause for concern that you are telling me. I'm not telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You are telling me that you have been banned. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. If we could, in a civil manner, I've never had a conversation where we've had to record each other's conversations. And I don't understand why you feel the need to do so, because it is not a normal conversation to have. What I would love to do with you, Torsten, is have a normal conversation.
Well,
and we can get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the bottom of it. Will you please make that call to your senior? Your seniors are in Sydney, are they?
I will phone somebody in Sydney.
Yeah, and find out why Torsten is excommunicated from banned from all campuses all over the world.
Okay. All over the world?
That's what I understand. That's my,
and who told you that?
Well, this is what the senior pastor in Hobart revealed.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's the senior pastor, but sure, yeah. So why did he say you were banned?
He didn't say.
He didn't say?
No, he didn't say.
How do I spell your surname, Torsten?
T-O-R... I'll give you my card.
Sure. Torsten, can I give you...
That's my business card. That's my
Torsten Clemson.
That's right.
So you live here in Australia now?
Yeah.
Can you give me some context when I make this phone call? What am I saying?
You can ask Torsten Clemson.
Yeah.
He is banned from all the campuses. Why?
Sure. Sure.
And then I'll make him tell me why.
Okay. So you've had no explanation as to why?
There's no explanation. There's no reality-based or ethically or biblically-based reason for to excommunicate me.
I'm asking you not what your philosophy around the question is. I'm asking you, have you had any context given to you as to why you've been asked not to come to one of the services?
No, there's been no reality.
So when did that conversation take place?
On every campus that I set foot, I am evicted.
You are the victim?
In evicted.
You are evicted?
Evicted with threat of police.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you caused disruptions?
I'd like to know if I have caused disruption. No, I have not. If I have, then I'd like to know exactly what that is.
Okay, have you previously been involved in anything that could be of concern to safety of people?
No.
Okay. So when did this start?
I'd like to know that as well. What is the beginning?
What I mean is, when did this start with you? So when did you start coming to Hillsong Church?
Oh, you know Andreas Nielsen. He's the leader of
I know.
Yeah,
Andreas,
yeah. So he was the leader of a Stockholm Charisma sect, and of their youth ministry, and that Stockholm Charisma sect excommunicated me.
Stockholm Charisma Sect.
Well, Center. Center is the correct name.
Stockholm Charisma Center.
Yeah. Before he started this Hillsong,
sure.
He was their youth leader.
Okay.
Church, 2002.
Oh, are we going to keep doing this?
Yeah, we're going to keep...
With the phone?
Yes, we are.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay. If you would like to, I would like to have an honest conversation with you.
Please be honest.
Okay.
Torsten,
can I ask you a huge favor before we go on?
God is omniscient.
Sure.
So this is just for this world.
Sure, okay. Torsten, can I ask you a big favor?
Yeah.
As you can see, a lot of people are turning up for church.
Yeah.
Our service starts at 5:30.
Yeah.
So at some point, I'm going to need to leave because I'm leading the service.
All right.
Now, whether that gets resolved right now or not is another question.
Yeah.
Let me try to find out.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask who else you've had direct contact with?
Melbourne, I've visited.
Do you have a name of somebody who's spoken to you?
I believe you have actually received that, but you did not want any future updates on that email. That was 2014 when I checked, when you responded, please don't send any more information regarding this, and then I took away your email address. From
Sure. Okay, so you used to send me some spam emails.
Spam email,
yeah.
I sent you the correct name for that would be prayer appeal.
Sure, so you would have sent me emails that obviously we had no relational connection with, and you felt it your responsibility to include me in those emails but criticizing my church, is that correct? Would you have done that? Would you have made statements according to our church criticizing us?
I reveal the truth.
So you feel the need to include me in that email, why?
You're a member, Andy, you're... Now we're standing in front of each other.
Sure.
Right at the top, I'm a real person. You did
sure.
Not,
sure.
What you did, you said, I don't care. That is the essence of saying...
Did I say that, though?
No, you didn't say
so
that.
So I didn't say I didn't
but
care.
But that's the essence.
So did I ask you nicely? Did I say, please remove me from this email list?
And I did.
Yeah, sure. So could you correct that statement to say that I didn't say, I do not care? Because that's not what I said.
That's the essence.
I probably would have replied, well, you can't read essence in an email, can you? That's quite a presumption.
Yes,
so you can read tone in an email. You would be the only person in history that I would know who can read tone in an email.
Just find out why I'm banned from every...
I'm trying to ask you, because obviously I'm making a couple of phone calls.
Yep.
Right now, that phone person didn't get through to you.
Okay.
So I'm trying to ask you other names who you've had direct contact with about this.
Yeah, so, it seems that it's you may seem to be alluding that it's not coordinated, and still that is what has been told.
Torsten, what you need to understand is, obviously the context that I have right now is to deal with people, to deal with a lot of situations, and what you're asking me for is specifics, and again, you've got the... recorder probably 15 centimeters from my mouth, which is quite intrusive.
Now you're lying. It's at your nipple.
Oh my God.
By making these little lies, you reveal
okay, so if I went like that, what would you do?
Okay, so
if I went like that?
Now you bowed down.
And if I bowed down?
I'm not humoring
myself, trust me. This is not what I would consider humor. This situation right now, because I'm uncertain as to what's going on.
You're belittling yourself by
I'm belittling myself?
Yeah, by making false statements on a level that is...
So you've made a categorical statement about me, which you attest to being true. So you say to me, I am belittling myself. So what you're saying to me is you're accusing me of falsehood, yet potentially you find yourself in a hypocritical situation because your categorical statement of me that I am belittling myself, that is obviously very subjective to your point of view, is it not? So by you saying that I am belittling myself could in turn be a false statement, could it not?
I will leave it to the audience to assess your argumentativeness.
Torsten, I'm not being argumentative. What I'm trying to say to you is that you're obviously making statements towards me.
Who are you calling?
I'm trying to call some of our team to get clarification.
Okay, please make that call.
Who's what?
Please make that call.
Sure. I'm asking you who else you've had contact with. You haven't answered
that
question.
Make the call.
I've tried to make the call, and nobody answered. So what I'm trying to get from you is...
Make the call.
Yeah, but who's you've had contact with? Because maybe I can phone them. That's what I'm asking you. Mm. Give me a name of somebody who you've had direct contact with so I can phone them.
Considering the fact that you told me it's 15 centimeters away from your face while I'm holding it a bit below your nipples, that shows it is a clear indication also that you lied regarding the email. So, you know, you're at your heart, you are a liar and you don't care so much about truth. So just, you know, get on with it. Find out why.
So again, now you've again categorically stated that I'm a liar.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And Torsten, why have you been banned from our campuses?
Are you telling me the truth? Make that call.
Are you telling me the truth?
Make that call.
So you have no understanding. So are you telling me the truth? So until we can ascertain that we're telling each other the truth, because you're making accusations against me, I'm trying to discover from you where the truth lies.
I'm asking you. Find out why I'm banned from... Am I welcome to your service?
From my perspective, everybody is welcome.
So I can go inside?
Well, that is what we need to ascertain, because you're the one who's told me that you are banned. If we're going to make that decision, let me tell you, it is never a decision that's made lightly. It's never a decision that's just done frivolously. So you're the one who told me that. I didn't tell you that. So when we say hi to each other, you didn't shake my hand. I put my hand out very, very hospitably to shake your hand to say hi to you. You say to me, did you get my email? I had to think a little bit. You said your name. Obviously, I couldn't hear your name because of an accent. You then reminded me of an email you sent. I can remember the email. I'm saying to you, I probably did. If I did not, I apologize. So there is a statement that suggests that I don't know whether I did or didn't. So I'll have to look at my outbox. You then tell me, am I welcome here? And I'll ask you the question, why? Because you start recording our conversation. You are the first person that I've ever sat before having a conversation who's felt the need to record it. So then I think to myself, why are you recording? So I ask you, and you tell me that you are banned from Hillsong Church, Hillsong campuses. You don't tell me why, because you're telling me that you don't know why, which I find intriguing. I would have thought to myself, if there was ever going to be a situation where you would be banned from any Hillsong church in the world, which is what you are saying, not what I am saying, I would have thought that you would know why. But you don't know why. Is that the truth? You do not know why.
I want to know.
Asking you, do you know why?
I do not know
that
why.
You are banned. You absolutely have no context whatsoever.
No, I
one
don't.
Day you just turn up and the next day you're not allowed coming
that's
in.
That's right.
So who have you spoken to? That's what I'm asking you. You're telling me to make the call. So I've tried to make a call to somebody who I think could potentially give me an answer. It rang through. Couldn't speak to that person. So now I'm trying to find out, who next do I call? I'm trying to find out from you, who have you had direct conversation with so that I can make that call to get some understanding in the situation. The service is starting in 5 minutes, which I have a responsibility to numerous people to be able to lead them in this service.
Mm-hmm.
We're having this conversation now, which really isn't a conversation because you're recording everything. It's not necessarily a civil... friendly environment, because obviously you're accusing me of being a liar. Hang on. You're accusing me of being a liar. You're making categorical statements of me, of which you say that I cannot make of you, because you find yourself in a situation where you are like, well, this is who you are. You are belittling yourself. You are a liar. But everything of what you're saying, is that truth? Is that absolute truth? So you are the one who can now attest to being absolutely true in your statements. Is that correct?
Am I welcome to your so-called church?
Torsten, you're the one who's told me that you're not welcome. So I'm trying to find that out.
Well, why don't you do so?
I'm trying, but you're not telling me who you've spoken to.
You're just talking.
I made a phone call. I'm not going to tell you who you are, but put my hand on a Bible. I made a phone call to a person who I feel could give me an answer. That rang true. Because in Sydney, they are in church. So perhaps they can't answer right now. You are not telling me who you had a direct conversation with.
What did you call the guys in Melbourne or the guys in
Who did you speak
Hobart?
To? Because what does that mean, call the guys in Melbourne? Who do I call?
I don't know.
Who have you spoken to?
You only have one contact in Sydney.
Who have you spoken
you
to?
You only have one contact in
who
Sydney.
Who have you spoken to?
I just told you.
Who have you spoken to?
I just told you.
You haven't told me. You said guys. You said call the guys in Melbourne. So who do I call in Melbourne?
You only know one person in Sydney. I don't believe you.
Who do I... I know more people in Sydney,
well, why don't you call
but
them?
You're not telling me who you spoke to. So tell me who you have spoken to.
I have no idea what their names are. I won't remember important things. I don't remember names of pastors.
Oh, so that's not important. No. Do you remember people's names? Because pastors are people too, aren't they?
Are they? Yeah,
are they? Technically, what does that mean? Technically that they're people. What? Explain to me what that means.
It means that pastors and priests of churches, in general, are the most inhumane.
Okay, sure. So you're making another statement about me, which obviously I would be considered a pastor. So what you're telling me is that I'm inhumane. That is what you have just said, that I am inhumane. Can we define what inhumane means? No, let's do that. Let's define what inhumane is. Here we go. The question is not so much that.
Can I ask your age?
The question is...
How old are you?
No, you can't. The question is, why have you come here tonight?
Because your reasoning is...
Why have you come here tonight?
Of a very, sort of undignifying...
Oh, see, so what are you saying about me now?
Undignifying.
You're calling me undignified?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you've called me inhumane. You've called me a liar. You have told me that I've belittled myself, and now you're calling me undignified.
Yes, you're saying you're...
What reasoning is that you give me that response?
I just told you.
Well, you haven't given me a reason.
Am I welcome?
You know what? Are you wanting to be welcome? Are you wanting to be welcome?
Are you welcoming?
Are you wanting to be welcome? I would say if you spoke to any one person here this afternoon, I would suggest that they would say, yes, we are welcoming. My experience of our church is, yes, we are welcoming.
Okay, so
very
welcoming.
No, my question is to you now, because I've answered that question.
Are you welcoming towards the Muslim?
Are you wanting to be welcomed?
Are you welcoming?
Are you wanting to be welcomed? Are you wanting to be welcomed?
You are so pathetic.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Am I welcome?
Are you wanting to be welcomed?
Am I welcome?
Are you wanting to be welcomed?
Okay, I'm just going to enter the church.
Excuse me. Here's the thing. Torsten.
What are you looking for?
Is this your church?
This is where we gather for church here. So what are you looking for?
Is this your church?
What are you looking for? Hey Margaret, can you talk right now?
Yes, can you talk right now?
I've just got a situation right now. I've got a lovely gentleman standing before me, and he's got his phone out and he's been recording our entire conversation. He feels the need to record it for some reason. His name is Torsten Nenton. Okay, cool. Okay, and what further calls can I make from there? Sure. Sure. Okay. Torsten, I need you to stop recording me. I do not give you permission to record me.
I'm recording you.
Yeah,
you're recording me. That's what you said.
Yep. So I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind stopping recording.
No, I'm not going to stop recording you.
He's not going to stop, Ramona. No, we don't. Okay, and how do we do that? Yeah, service is starting in 2 minutes, yeah. Sure. Okay. And what if he doesn't want you? Okay, I can do that? Okay, cool. Okay, and would you mind sending me legitimate reasoning to do that? Would you mind sending me legitimate reasoning to do that? In other words, when I do make that call, what do I say? Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, I'll call them now. Okay, thanks. Okay, fine. No, that's okay, that's okay. I will. So, Torsten, obviously you are here not on friendly terms from your perspective. So you have come with a certain intent. I would imagine it's to cause disruption. So if you are not wanting to be here on friendly terms, if you're not wanting to be welcomed, I'm going to ask you to leave. And I don't necessarily have the context, but you would know more than what I would. So if you would not like to be here and you're wanting to cause disruption, I am going to ask you to leave.
What disruption have I caused?
Well, right now you've disrupted me from the opportunity to lead in the service. But what are your intentions? So in other words, for you to be here, what are your intentions?
I'm asking, am I welcome?
I'm asking you, do you want to be welcome? And what are your intentions?
Am I welcome?
Could we walk up here again?
Come on.
Tell me what your intentions are.
Am I welcome?
Torsten, like, we're talking to human beings. Can I just ask you what your intentions are? Come over here.
No, you can keep recording me.
Right, I'm going to ask you to please move here, because right now you're standing in amongst everybody who's coming into church. Can I ask you to move over here if possible?
Yes, I know. Am I welcome?
Why are you wanting to be here? You haven't answered my question.
I sent you an email.
Why?
Am I welcome?
You sent me an email. I'm asking you a question which you haven't answered, so why do I need to answer you? So I've asked you, do you want to be welcomed?
It's either a yes or a no. Am I welcome?
Do you want to be welcomed? It's either a yes or a no.
Am I welcome?
Do you want to be welcomed? Yes or no? Do you want to be welcomed? Yes or no?
Am I welcome?
Do you want to be welcomed? Yes or no? Have you come here with the intention of enjoying an incredible night in church? Yes or no?
Am I welcome?
Have you come with the intention to have a great night here in church? Yes or no? Have you come here tonight with the intention to have a great night in church? Yes or no? Do you want to be welcome? Have you come with the intention to have a great night in church? Yes or no? Why don't you want to answer me that question?
I asked you, am I welcome?
Do you want to be welcomed? Did you come with the intention to have a great night in church? What was your intention of coming here?
I want to know why I am banned from every campus.
I want you to tell me. So this is what I'm
asking. What the person you just called, who was that?
It's the person who I called.
Okay. And what did they say?
So I'm going to ask you.
And what did they say?
Because your intentions are not good.
That was the person in Sydney?
So I'm going to ask, because your intentions are not good, because you're not telling me whether they aren't or not, I'm going to presume, based upon this conversation, that you have no desire to enjoy yourself in church tonight. No desire whatsoever. So I have a concern with you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the police. And I'm going to have a conversation.
That's exactly what I expected you to do.
Well, that's cool. So you came with an expectation that I was going to call the police.
Exactly.
So you came with the expectation that you weren't coming here to enjoy a night in church, but that you had come to have a confrontation with me?
I want to know why you...
Had you come with
why
the intention
Hillsong
to have
a... has evicted me from every campus on the
I
planet.
Can honestly say, right now, I do not know. You are the one who told me. But you are obviously not coming here tonight with the intention of fellowship, of what your email might have suggested. What you have come,
obviously.
You have come with the intention to have a confrontation, because you've expected me to phone the police.
And is that, so that's
you
exactly
can,
what you are doing.
So that you come with an intention or an expectation that that's what I'm going to do. So you came with that
that's
motivation.
That's what
is that correct?
That's what every Hillsong has done. They've called the police as soon as I've got
okay.
My face. Okay, you're walking and you're not doing anything.
Hey Joe, how are you?
Good,
you guys good?
Good.
You guys are so welcome here.
Oh, it's fine.
You want to say bye, girl?
Hey guys, how's it going?
It is not an emergency per se, but I need to speak to police if possible, please, with the situation. I'm at a church in Noosa, and I would like some advice if possible. Yeah, that would be great, thank you. So my name is Bevan Russell. Sorry, I'm fine, yeah. 36. We meet at the J. The address, that's the address I'm giving you. So the venue name is called the J, 60 Noosa Drive, Sunshine Coast, yeah, in Noosa Head. Yeah, well, it's actually a council building, but we run a church in here. Yeah. I've got a gentleman who has turned up this evening who has come, from what I can assume based upon our conversations, he's come with some negative intentions. He's been recording my conversation, and he obviously carries an aggressive note to him from the perspective of his intentions of what the night is. Obviously, we've got a lot of young people, we've got a lot of people here this evening whom we want to make sure, obviously, it's a good environment for all of them. No. And how old are you, Torsten?
Am I welcome?
How old are you, Torsten?
Am I welcome?
I'm talking to the police and they're wanting to know.
And I'm asking you, am I welcome?
How old are you, Torsten?
Am I welcome?
He's not telling me. He looks maybe 40, mid-40s. Okay, cool. Thank you. Okay, cool. You can come stand here with me if you want. Would you like to?
That's all right. I got you on recording.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, Torsten, I'm going to record you. Thanks so much.